This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders earned a decisive victory in the Nevada caucuses. Campaigning in Texas, Sanders told supporters his campaign got support from all kinds of Americans.
Trump and his friends think they are going to win this election. They think they're going to win this election by dividing our people up based on the color of their skin or where they were born or their religion or their sexual orientation. We are gonna win because we are doing exactly the opposite. We're bringing our people together.
Former Vice President Joe Biden finished second in the vote.
You all did it for me. Now we're going on to South Carolina and win, and then we're gonna take this back.
Outside the White House earlier today, President Trump spoke with reporters about yesterday's caucus.
No, I think it was a great win for Bernie Sanders. We'll see how it all turns out. They've got a lot of winning to do. I hope they treat him fairly. Frankly, I don't care who I run against. I just hope they treat him fairly.
At that, President Trump departed for India Sunday on a 36-hour trip.
Well, I look forward to being with the people of India. We're going to have many millions and millions of people. It's a long trip. But I get along very well with the Prime Minister Modi. He's a friend of mine. I committed to this trip a long time ago, and I look forward to go.
The president acknowledged he will not be returning home with a big trade deal. Sources close to the talks say several issues are unresolved, including trade in medical devices. You can find more on this and other stories online, voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. Iran's interior minister said Sunday that turnout in the city's parliamentary election Friday was around 42%. That's the lowest participation since 1979, the year of Iran's Islamic Revolution that swept the clerical rulers into power. State TV also said the former mayor of Tehran was the top winner in the capital with more than 1.2 million votes. Voters had limited options on Friday's ballot. More than 7,000 potential candidates were disqualified, most of them reformists and moderates. Among those disqualified were 90 sitting members of parliament who had wanted to run for re-election. A senior Chinese diplomat says China has been confident that the international community understands the economic sacrifices it has made to control the coronavirus epidemic. Chen Shu, the head of the Chinese mission to the UN at Geneva, commented on the outbreak on the Chinese economy on Chinese television in Geneva Saturday.
Of course, many people worried about the impact to China's economy and the economy and trade of the world. I believe the cost is at this moment hard to estimate, but we do believe it's well deserved to curb the spread of the virus.
That's Chen Shu on the China Global Television Network. Since the epidemic broke out, the number of new cases has been markedly decreasing over the past 2 weeks. 648 new confirmed cases were reported in China on Saturday. Hundreds of protesters marched across London Saturday to call on Britain to reject the extradition of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to the United States. The 48-year-old Australian is facing 18 counts related to endangering U.S. national security, including releasing classified files about U.S. campaigns in Afghanistan and Iraq. Here's one of the protesters.
I'm here today because I feel very strongly that Julian ought to get a fair trial, not an absolute travesty of justice, which we've seen today.
Assange has been serving a jail sentence for breaching bail conditions in Belmarsh Prison in the UK since September. Previously, he stayed in Ecuador's embassy in London for almost 7 years to avoid extradition to Sweden over sex offense allegations that have since been dropped. Assange's court hearing in London will start on Monday. A decision is expected later this year. 8 people were killed in Turkey on Sunday in a magnitude 5.7 earthquake that struck western Iran early Sunday morning. The Turkish interior minister told the news conference that 3 children and 4 adults were killed. He later said another person had died. At least 21 people were injured, including 8 who are in critical condition. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.